From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. French officials say they have identified the third attacker who died in the attacks on Paris's Bataclan Concert Hall November 13th. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg in eastern France. He is believed to have traveled to Syria with a group of young people in late 2013. Reports say several of them were arrested and jailed upon their return to France in early 2014. The suspect's name, however, has not been officially released. However, French media have identified him as Fouad Mohamed Agad, age 23, identified through a DNA match. At least 89 people died at Bataclan, which is the scene of the worst carnage. That facility has been closed since the attacks. Hundreds of people are leaving the last rebel-held section in the central Syrian city of Homs Wednesday as part of a local peace deal with the government. Syrian forces besieged the area for several years during the country's civil war as pockets of rebels remained in the area that was one of the early flashpoints in the conflict. In addition to opposition fighters leaving the Wild District, hundreds of civilians are boarding buses out of that area. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the violence in Syria, said 750 people were expected to leave Wednesday. A U.S. official added to the criticism of Russia's military campaign in Syria, saying Wednesday only 30% of Russian airstrikes have targeted Islamic State militants. Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its strikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad, a charge Russian officials deny. VOA News. A United Nations Human Rights Office says more than 9,000 people have died and 21 months of fighting in eastern Ukraine, even though there's been a sharp de-escalation of hostilities since August. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said in its report released Wednesday that the withdrawal of heavy weapons following a new September 1st truce agreement has been instrumental in calming violence between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists. But the report cautions that skirmishes in early November may be early warning of an uptick in violence. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a bill that would bar people who have visited Syria, Iraq, or any country or area of concern in the past 5 years from a program that allows visa-free entry to the United States. The legislation is part of a bipartisan push to amend the visa waiver program that currently allows citizens of 38 countries to travel to the U.S. for stays of 90 days or less without first obtaining a visa from an embassy or consulate. The bill, which passed late Tuesday, would institute a series of changes, including requiring participating countries to check travelers against Interpol databases to determine whether they're wanted by law enforcement agencies based on ties to terrorism and criminal activity. To prevent falsification of passports, the measure would require all 38 countries to issue what it calls e-passports containing biometric information. A South Korean man has been arrested in connection with an explosion in a public restroom at Japan's controversial Yasukuni Shrine last month. Police say John Chang-han was detained Wednesday after he arrived in Tokyo from South Korea. So far, he's been charged with entering the shrine for unlawful purposes. Investigators say the suspect was caught on a security camera at the shrine shortly before the November 23rd blast. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment that will allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017 and potentially remain in power until 2034. The Rwandan government announced late Tuesday that the referendum will be held on December 17th for Rwandans living abroad and on December 18th for those living in Rwanda. Douglas Thompson, the conservationist and founder of the North Face outdoor gear brand, has died after a boating accident in Patagonia, Chile. The regional hospital where Tompkins was treated confirmed his death Tuesday. He was 72 and died of hypothermia. He had been kayaking with friends and the Patagonia region of southern Chile. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.